it's amazing. You know, when you're like in worship and spirit, like, you just start to cry. You hunger for the word. You want that peace upon the ground again. So today, I was right, you know, I'm like you, ordinary. And yet, the Bible tells us, jars of clay, they're so ordinary. But in us, the treasures of heaven, they're the beginning. I was expecting to turn up the table with that musical number, but I did it later on in the year. Isn't it amazing, amen? Just to be the adults and parents bringing their children to church. And now it's the other way around, it's the children bringing their parents to church. They say, Dad, you have to bring me to my church because I will sing and I will dance and you practice. It's amazing when the children are being used by the Lord. And that we all grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me share this message, and by the grace of God, I will strive to minister the word so that we can all be given the invitation later. The best and the most important invitation to life and to the blessings. We will give you that opportunity after this message. Because I believe that the word is ministered. Just for us to feel good, not just to receive, but to get into the word. Amen. Jesus said, he who hears my word and does not apply it is like a man who built his house on the sand. When the storms of life come, when the floods flow, that house will be devastated, isn't it? Because it was built on the sand. But when a person built his house on the rock, that is the man who hears the word. Today, I will strive to share this message. Our awesome God in our daily and our everyday lives. Our awesome God in our everyday lives. He is indeed awesome. And here we see in our protection how even His creation declares His majesty and His glory. In case of the word you can completely read it, but we will declare it today. The heavens declare the glory of God in the firmament shows His handiwork. The one who created this beautiful world is our God. He is awesome. He is inspiring us God because of His majestic work. He is awesome because of what He does. He is awesome because of who He is. He is the Father of heavenly lights, the source of whom all our blessings are. Amen. Are you aware of that? That we do in every time. That's what my Father does. I'm going to thank Him. I believe in the kingdom. Children are a burden. Children are blessings. So if you have children, you are blessed indeed. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because they are blessings for the Lord. I look forward to that. When they share their musical number and their dance. It's so amazing to see children worship the Lord. There is no greater joy when we see our children coming, working under the Lord. You know the Psalm of David, my text is taken from the Psalm of David, Psalm 139, it depicts the sovereignty of God. Sovereignty meaning God is all powerful. He is in complete control over people and even nations. That's the meaning. Sovereignty. Not to scare of this transcendent theological term of justification. You know, we can sing about it, we can forgive our sins. We can release our sins, amen. Because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are not only pardoned, we are forgiven and cleansed because of the love of God who gave the land without on the cross, the land of God, and gives our life, the sins of God. Psalms, we can express even our deep, deep emotions. The Psalm of David, you know, David, the renowned king of Israel, he was dearly loved, but you know the story. He felt miserable, isn't it? When he committed sins, an example is a sinner, adultery with Bathsheba, and he committed the grievous sin of plotting how the husband would be killed, Uriah. He did all those sins and was confronted by the prophet
Thank you. espíritu que nos toca hasta ahora. Pero en ese corazón de que se les empieza a proteger. You're not listening to a kind heart pastor. You're listening to the very words of God. Amen. Because when we preach from the word, as Paul said, you receive the word as it activates the word of God. My friends, people in this congregation, we need to realize that during preaching time, God is speaking. And you have to listen. Everything is holy. Everything is important. My professor in the world has told me everyone is a part of it. Even the one who sleeps during Sunday morning is a part. He is inspiring you, Pastor, to prepare more, to pray more, so that next Sunday your preaching will be interesting and dynamic. And so you will be awake and never stop. So all of us have a part to play in this dynamic ministry of the Word of God. You know, number one that we will see here from the verses that we just read, the thoughts of God knows everything about us. We can apply that. Before this pandemic happened, we knew it already. Why? In the New Living Translation, it says, "You go before me. You are with me. And behind me, you're safeguarding me." Well, God is our good shepherd. We see that also in the Psalms. What is more poetic, what is more lovely than Psalm 22, isn't it? God uses this metaphor, this figurative speech, to accommodate to us. Think about that. God is a spirit. Amen. Practically speaking, God is a spirit who doesn't have a physical mind. But he expresses himself in human forms, like my ears is not happy that I can't hear you, my hands are not short that I can't hear you. Those are expressions in the Bible. Although God is a spirit, he expresses himself in human terms. He accommodates to us so that we will understand and we will receive the word that we need to do apply it. As a big deal, my friends, God is awesome, powerful, and He knows everything about us. We see that in the Psalm, from Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2, it says here, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day, they pour speech. Night after night, they display violence." Even the uneducated, the people we call in the Philippines and then we adopted the word Dundak, it's in the Catholic word Dundak, Dundak, and now it's in the English language, Dundak, in the enriched world, you know. People still come to know the Lord just because of His grace. You know why? Because the heavens are crying to the glory of God. One of the great argument as Christian believers is the argument of design. The beautiful universe. There must be a designer. If there's a beautiful design, amen. That is just one of the evidences we have. That's why we believe in an awesome God. The way He created this universe. The heavens are telling the glory of God. The firmament is handiwork. That's why I agree with this phrase. A picture is worth a thousand words, isn't it? A picture is worth a thousand words. When we behold the creation of God, you know, sometimes we are speechless. There is still indeed a picture is worth a thousand words. Because it says here, day after day, the creation of God pour speech, night after night, they display reality. So, my brothers and sisters, God is indeed awesome. He is awesome. What does that mean to God? Do we need a touch for physical healing? Last Sunday, we do what we're doing here. Downstairs, we do intercessory prayer. We pray for the whole humanitarian issues. We have a mixed thing, older. We pray for a Christine family friend. And I was not really aware what's happening. Christine was very young. Perfect every person needs to speak their dream again. We are worthy of one day. Let's do business. How precious we are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. We are taught death by God. God, all of us that lived on the cross. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself on the cross for us. And the Bible says, he endured the pain. He scorned the shame because he knew that perfect sacrifice on the cross. And he said, it is done. It is complete. He knew that the agreement of God is the law. That he fulfilled the law. The wages of our sins are there. He died for you and me. Yes, the wages of the payment of our sins are there. That's why David said in verse 18, where I could count them, the thoughts of God, where I could count your thoughts, O God, David had numbered the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. What a wonderful, awesome God we serve. No wonder David said, when I consider the creation of God, in another translation said, it says here, David said, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you have mindful of? Human beings that you care for them. When you see the galaxies, the beautiful universe, all this universe that God has made, and then look around you, you will see like David said it. You know, I always share this truth to our brothers and sisters. You may think it either to me. I hope you will take the positive side of this, amen? The fear of God only. My wife started the Bible study, Peter and the anchor, that cancer, we prayed, and the Lord released the doctor, and the Lord miraculously took her, she's now cancer-free. Then on, the Bible studies were on. One of the most interesting questions my wife asked last Friday, what is your greatest fear in life? What is your greatest fear in life? You know what they said? They said, people are afraid of the end of the world. So what is more precious than the word of God? What is more precious than God assuring us that whatever happens, he is there. Because he is awesomely powerful. He knows everything. He is everywhere present. And he is all powerful to meet our needs. That is my precious God. Psalm 23. Though I look to the fire of the shadow of death, there will be no evil. For you are with me. Your God bless me. Pray to me. You prepare a table prudently for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup will overflow. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. You see, you don't even need to run after goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy will run after you when you are following God. As you pray to God, you are the object of his affection. So today, my brothers and sisters, we are a case of our congregation from Blessed Life Harvest Church, you're wondering, now I have the evidence. It's in Psalm 93. Because I always tell you, please call it down. 70 years and 8 years is good enough. Don't ever say to Pastor Zeta. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God, yeah. Don't say Pastor Paul or Pastor Mona said it. Psalm 93:10, 12 and 14. David said, our days may come to 70 years. Or 80, if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are the turbulent stubborn, for they put their trust in the fire alone. Teach us then to number our days, that we may gain heart and wisdom. Will it, Lord, how long will it be? That's why it says here in the last part of the verse, let compassion and assurance satisfy us in the morning. With your unfailing love, that you may sing for joy and be glad based on the word of God, based on your visa of private prayer, your visa, for those of you who are not exempted with this word, you are already overstaying. It is the divine grace of God that is extended to your life. Amen. We just live by the moment to moment grace of God. We need to accept.
Thank you. Thank you.
afraid.